South Korean Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan dismissed North Korea's implicit threat to test launch a long-range missile as part of its space development program.
So, 북한이 이 미사일이건
Yoo says whether it is a missile or satellite, if North Korea launches it, it will inevitably trigger sanctions for violating a United Nations Security Council resolution. The United Nations imposed sanctions to punish North Korea's 2006 test of its most advanced long-range missile, which fizzled back to Earth less than a minute into flight. More UN sanctions followed just 3 months later when Pyongyang conducted an underground nuclear test. Minister Yoo says the North's nuclear capability sharpens the threat posed by its ballistic missiles. He calls North Korea's development of a long-range missile a provocation that threatens South Korea and the entire world's peace and security. He says it must be counteracted with urgency. The North Korean Taepodong-2 missile, the one experts believe is being prepared at an eastern launch site in the north, is hypothetically capable of reaching the western United States. American military leaders say they have not ruled out shooting it down if it is launched. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is due to arrive here in Seoul Thursday. She describes the potential North Korean missile test as unhelpful to efforts toward getting rid of the North's nuclear weapons. The six-nation talks that have gone on for 6 years toward that end are expected to dominate meetings between Clinton and Yoo. He says Seoul will work closely with the new U.S. administration on short and long-term strategies for the nuclear issue. So far, North Korea has refused to agree on steps to verify the accuracy of a nuclear program's declaration it produced last year. Minister Yoo says Pyongyang's reluctance shows it has no will to give up its nuclear weapons. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.